Okay, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Under public participation, do we have anyone who wishes to speak? Under item 3, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 4, board business. Committee reports. Oh, and before we get started, I just wanted to point out that Mr. Addis is going to have to leave during a part of our meeting. He's going to the PAC meeting to talk about the levy. So, but he will be back for the board meeting. Finance.
Do you want to talk? No, go ahead.
We met last Tuesday, I believe it was. Had a little bit, not a long meeting, but discussed the early retirement incentive plan and the people that were looking at it. It's looking positive so far. They still have 45 days to make a decision on it, so we don't have the definitive numbers on it yet. And they also have 7 days after that 45 days to change their mind. So we're not banking on anything yet, but it's looking positive. And the other thing we just kept looking at was the five-year forecast and if there's other alternative ways to save money, other places that we can look at. We're trying to go into that with no stone unturned, make sure that we look at everything that we can, and we're continuing to do that.
Yep. So, we have.
Yeah, it's just a lot of talk. We're reviewing.
All right. Policy.
We actually haven't met since the last meeting, but we do have some things for the first reading on the agenda for this evening that we discussed last month.
I think something that's important to remember about policy, like for those of you coming to the meeting tonight, there are some safety and emergency policy changes. We don't want it to appear as if we haven't had any safety and emergency policies in place. Probably need to say this at the board meeting when we have some community members here. But that's an important point. These are just changes that the state has sent to us that the board, that we're recommending that the board approve. So all of those were discussed in the policy meeting.
Is there anything further? Community engagement?
We did meet on March 26th. We discussed several things. One of the things we're discussing is how to contact new residents. I have contacted the County Auditor's Department or County Auditor's Office, and she is going to supply me a list of new residents in Norton. Well, not new residents. She's going to supply me with a list of houses that have sold over the last month, and I'm going to try and put together a postcard that we can send to them. The trouble with that list that I talked about is some people are selling to their children who have lived in the house, but I think if we just blanket it and send welcome to the community cards to everybody, that'd be a good positive thing. Fieldhouse grand opening ceremony, we're looking at sometime in early June for the grand opening. We're going to actually have practices and rehearsals and things in there before that, but we're going to open it up to the public in June. We're trying really hard right now to compile a complete list of championships, awards, all the great things that happened in Norton, and it's really hard to pull that from some of the teachers because they do so many great things in their classrooms that they never think to send the information to the superintendent's office or to Angie, who can get it out on public media. So it would be really nice if we can actually have more people sending positive notes so that we can get that out to the public and let them know everything that's happening here in Norton, because there's a lot of great stuff all the time.
Okay.
And we're also looking at better ways to use our social media and to draw people to our own webpage and to our Facebook page in order to get actual facts instead of fake news from other sources. So I hate to use that term, but it's, there's a lot of fake news going or out there about our schools and about our town. So if we can draw people to the correct websites in order to receive proper information, I think it's going to benefit us. So that's what we discussed.
Go ahead.
Just a question on the postcard thing.
Yes.
Is there, you said the last month. Are we, is that something that we can consistently get?
Yes.
And then, okay.
Yes, that's the plan is. I will try and get them out every month. What I originally thought would be nice would be to have a representative of the board and a representative from staff or administration visit each of the places. Again, it's really hard to do if we don't know when the people are actually moving in. We know when the title transfers happen, but that's about
right.
It.
Those title transfers that show up in the newspaper are usually a couple months behind, so.
And people even, I've even found out that some people don't even move in by the time they're
right.
published. So right now I have no other way of finding that out. I've contacted realtors and they said they're, because of privacy laws, they're not able to give that information as to who is actually buying and selling homes right now. So.
Did you want to talk about the calendar at all?
Yes. There is a calendar. We're trying to put a calendar together. Again, with 12 months of information about our schools. So all of the regular board meetings and any concerts or games or tournaments that are scheduled a year out will be included on the calendar. Plus, we're going to have, we're planning to have pictures of different organizations in the schools, and each building will have their own page. And so we're going to try really hard to have somebody sponsor, a corporate sponsor that, and we can actually send it or have people pick it up in the board office if they're interested in it. It's a great PR tool if, you know, every month they see a picture of kids for a whole month, then they change and they see a picture of different kids and different activities. So that's another way we're trying to promote our buildings.
Thank you.
Question for you.
Yep.
For the field house grand opening, will we have that scheduled before the kids get out of school? That way we can maybe send something home.
Probably.
Kids from school.
It'll be scheduled. But
okay. At least get notification out before
right.
we, I don't want to say losing for the summer.
The plan is to have it scheduled here
great.
In the next month.
Great.
Once we're sure that we're going to have access to the building.
We think that first weekend of June is a safe date.
Great.
So we're actually really close, and we noticed today
yeah.
some of the big equipment is gone. It's on its way out.
Okay.
So we're really dealing with some small things right now.
I haven't been in the building for a month and
some
a half.
Some of which
so.
I understand the weather isn't cooperating.
Yeah, the weather is not cooperating.
So is the floor in?
Floor is in, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the baskets were up. They're going up. I don't know if they're up right now, but they were supposed to go up this month. Early this
weight room floor, everything's just about set.
Well, good. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it opens the beginning of June, if people wanted to use it over the summer, that would be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to walk early in the morning, I don't know if it's raining, if they want to walk. I mean, maybe that's something that we could.
We'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
I'd see it that as more of a winter opportunity, but
probably
because it seems like we can barely get outside now
yeah.
in Ohio. So.
But like if it was raining or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
So, okay. Technology and instruction.
I think advisory committee, we haven't met yet.
Okay.
But we are looking to schedule our last meeting of the year. We usually meet for a half day. We review all of our goals. I also resurvey the staff of any of those goals and pull all that stuff together and then look at what we want to set for next year. So we'll be working on that. And just a reminder that Wednesday at 4:00 at the high school, the tech-friendly classroom teachers that participated this year, they're sharing out their experiences of being in that program. So if you'd like to stop by, that's always fun and interesting to listen to, so that's all I have for now.
And you have two students that we're approving tonight, so that's pretty exciting.
We're very excited to have Shruti Patel and
Jack
Hooper is the other one. And they'll start tomorrow as interns. They're not getting paid yet until our current students are done. But yeah, they're excited and we're excited. So.
And what year are they in school?
They're both freshmen.
Currently freshmen?
Currently freshmen.
We have 3 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So when do the other students end? At the end of the school year?
May 11th is their last day of school, so they'll be done. May 11th will be their last day.
Okay. Well, good for you. Mrs. Oliveri?
We did not have a meeting this month because I'm presenting this evening. So just to kind of give you a quick snapshot of what we're going to present tonight. Talking about college and career readiness, we're talking about things that we've done within the school system. A lot of what you're going to hear is really upper grade level related at this particular meeting because of the college readiness, the career readiness. We'll talk a little bit about some AP courses, about our testing. We're going to talk about gifted. So the gifted coordinator will be here later this evening to talk about her part in all of that. It's just going to be a quick maybe 12, 13 slides, but we're just going to kind of go through it, talk about what's going on within the Compact as well. You know, the career tech opportunities for our kids. So we'll be doing that at the 7:30 meeting.
Good. Thank you. Operations.
I'll talk since Dana left. So the big thing that operations talked about in relation to safety and security was the vestibule at the primary, which is near completion, which is awesome because that was something that we didn't expect to really get to until the beginning of summer. And with our own people and hard work, we were able to attend to that during spring break while the kids were out. So that is our last piece of the puzzle for an entrance to be safe, more safe than we already were. But so that's near completion. And then one of the other things that we talked about that's kind of, and Cindy, jump in if you want, was at the elementary, the parking situation. So we had a local business person allow their architect to donate a kind of some rough drawings at no cost to us of some ideas that we discussed at the operation meeting and just looking at different opportunities to add space and make it more safe, you know, if possible for the students and drop off and redirect traffic, just more safe for the general public too on Cleveland Maslin Road with the amount of traffic. Oh, gosh, I'm not throwing my pen.
Good catch.
That's a good reflex. Did you have anything to add to that?
You just sat there calmly.
Yeah, I have four kids. We're going back, they're going back, and Brady was there, Mr. Sackett was there, and we wanted to hear what he had, you know, what his, obviously, it's, you know, his building, so. Was Wendy there? No, she wasn't.
She wasn't
at this one, but she's been there before, so we did, you know, he did look at it and you know, give his opinion, because, you know, you can design all you want, but you just don't really know how the building functions, so they're tweaking some things, and I don't know when that's going to come back to us.
Yeah.
So I might have an idea of a new plan in the next month or so?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about. I mean, it was the drawings were good ideas. It's just there was, you know, concern for our neighbors and, you know, make sure we cover all bases before we plus have a cost.
Yeah, we don't have a cost to that
yet.
Is this adding additional parking spaces also?
Yeah.
Taking up more of the green space?
We talked about that because the way it was designed, there wasn't, it almost gave us the same amount of parking. So to add in the back a little bit, not take a lot, but against the back parking lot. And then the way it was before, with basketball hoops, they're kind of like what is now, you know, so you could park there when the kids aren't using it.
Okay.
So we talked about that, so that, yeah, we need to add that. But the way it is, it'll take a lot of the traffic off of Cleveland Maslin Road, which is a problem.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Superintendent's recommendations.
Speak up.
At this time, can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss the sale of property and discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes, motion carries 5-0. We will now go into executive session. We're out of executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.